This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I just want to know.
Holy shit! Riley's fist pumping so much that it looks like she's punching me in the face, and she just slammed her laptop on the ground. She's spinning around. I just want to rip. You know, we have another one of these to do, right, before the end of the year. You, like, really went all out, and I was like, oh, yeah, because it's the last episode. And I was like, no, it's not. We're doing another one later today.
No, I'm going to burn it all out right here. This is it. This is
Daniel
all
walks
I
in.
Have
he has a black
today.
Guy. What did you do?
I can't control my limbs.
And Spa, it's been 50. This is our 55th episode, but we've recorded 57. We're in a weird time right now because the holidays, but let's talk about it. Let's before we get into it. Yeah, I guess we should say welcome to the Best of Review 2020 Part 1. Anybody who's listening, if you celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas, because this is coming out on Christmas Day.
Oh my God, this is
you there.
Our Christmas present.
What day is it?
Why, it's Christmas Day, sir.
Christmas Day? Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I didn't get an invite to anybody's...
To Christmas?
To dinners! To presents unwrapping!
I didn't get an invite to the day!
Why are you happy about that? Yippee! Do you do like the Irish kick? In a nightgown?
It is Christmas Day, but today is December 16th. Oh my God, it's 9 days till Crinfins.
Yeah, so this is coming out on Christmas. We explained it online, like I think we explained it on an episode a couple weeks ago. The voting closed today. But basically, you guys voted for your top 8 favorite episodes. We amassed all the votes, the vote tallies, and we took the top 8. And so what we're going to do today is go through numbers 8 through 5, so the bottom half of the top 8. And then next Tuesday, the 29th, we're going to be coming out with the top 4 episodes, fan favorite episodes, and just kind of give our commentary on it, do a retrospective. Riley and I don't remember a lot of these because everything on the show is 100% improvised. So this is going to be as fun, if not more, for us than it is for you guys. And you know,
yeah, you guys are actually gonna hate this. Like, we're gonna love it and we're gonna have a great time, but you're gonna be listening and you're gonna be like, oh, gross, Jeffrey. I don't know. I feel like because we started this year, we started the show recording in person, and we've done only a handful of episodes in person, and so I think because it's all been over Zoom and remote, I'm excited to go back and listen because all the episodes somehow blend together a bit, and just like it's been a year long Zoom that we've had. Doing this podcast over this year truly has been one of the only things keeping me going.
Yeah, Riley, do you want to talk about like our experience with the show, like what it was like starting in January in a normal world, and now you know how it's been?
I don't even know where to start because I'm really grateful that we've been able to that we can podcast like this, that we're able to do it remotely, and But like doing it in person is just, it's so much fun. And Jeff and I would get our little drinks, whether it's a LaCroix or a coffee, and we'd go up to the HeadGum studio and we'd get all comfy. And it's just, it was such a great energy in there. And I think the only two guests we had in, no, three guests we had in person were Amir, Daniel, and Finn.
All three repeat guests. Which is
all
kind of interesting.
All three repeat guests. That's true.
Yeah, because I think we talked about it on the show back when it was happening, but we had Daniel on for episode 10, Soap. And it was during that recording that the world fell apart. Tom Hanks got COVID, the NBA was canceled, and all of us were kind of like, oh, I think we're about to go home and not leave for a while.
Yeah. Or at least like that was the time when it's like, oh my God, in 2 weeks we'll be back. But what a crazy 2 weeks we're about to have, like for whatever reason.
That was when I started to take it seriously.
I remember like in that episode, we were like making jokes about it. And then because we knew it wasn't going to come out for a couple weeks because we were backlogging episodes then. And then like in the couple days leading up to it, we're and this is like, you know, we're in full blown, like the world is a fucking tar pit nightmare. And we're like, maybe this didn't age well.
Yeah. Well, because it's us being like, let's do Soap because everybody's freaking out.
And then that's right.
I think it came out 2 weeks after that. I might be wrong. But yeah, it was. And then that was when like I'd been watching, everybody was watching the news every day trying
Non-stop.
To figure out what was going on.
Yeah. But that, yeah, that was episode. That was 10. Yeah.
That was 10. So we've done 10 episodes in studio and 47
my
over Zoom.
My God. Oh my God. So, that's crazy.
Yeah.
What's been really cool about being able to do this over Zoom is that it's like it really, this past year has opened up the guests we were able to meet and have. Like, you know, if we were in person, we wouldn't have even thought to be like, let's have Melanie Bracewell on the pod, you know? Because it's like,
she doesn't even live in LA.
She doesn't even live in LA. She's in fucking New Zealand. And, you know, so being able to meet, like, and even Haverhill Riddle, who's in Chicago. And so it's been really cool to be able to, like, have these different people on who, and, like, Probst, who was in Hawaii, Like, to do all that, I think that's been a cool plus about this form.
Yeah.
Should we jump into the bits?
Let's do it. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we will reveal one by one. And Riley and I kind of know. I know for sure because I just put the list together and all the stats. But I gave you an idea late last night. I was like, "This is what it's probably going to be."
Has it changed?
It changed slightly.
Okay.
But anyway, I don't want to. I don't want to spoil it.
Right. Speaking of breaks, I haven't seen Marty Michael in person and I couldn't tell you how long. So that is also something I am looking forward to whenever we get back in the studio next, Marty.
I'm the opposite. Marty. I mean, you said that I think it's basically your favorite thing about doing the show this year remote was that we got to have all these guests. My favorite thing about doing the show remote was that I didn't have to see Marty's ass.
Like all of Marty or just Marty's ass?
All of Marty's. I'm close friends with Marty. His ass? Get out of town with that ass. Marty, your head almost exploded out of a weird mix of like you're laughing but you don't want to laugh. You hate that who I am as a person, and we have to go
get
to
out
the
of town with that ass. Just the way you say things, sometimes, the cadence you use,
Marty.
Riley, I have an Amazon subscription set up to send sunscreen to my house every single month. But it's winter, the sun doesn't come out here, so I don't need it, but I keep buying it because I keep forgetting to cancel it, and that's exactly the sort of thing that Rocket Money can help you out with. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I probably had, what, 3 subscriptions? Okay, I think I might have close to genuinely 24 subscriptions.
Oh my God,
things.
Alfred.
And some of them are only like $1 a month, but it adds up, okay? I've been trying to save money, and look, Rocket Money is a lifesaver. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending, and it helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings, okay? There's never been a better time to save. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. Rocket Money will even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/review. That's rocketmoney.com/review. rocketmoney.com/review.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alfred, what's your social battery looking like right now? Because I know for me, I have been stressed out the wazoo and I am drained, mama.
Well, Riley, darling, it is 8:39 on a Monday night. My social battery is at 1%.
I have been so drained. I am I'm a little ambivert. So I love being with people, but I love being alone. And so, but when I'm with people, I'm on, and then I hit a wall, and then I'm like, it's time for me to leave. And so I feel like that wall has been getting closer and closer lately. It means I'm like, I'm a mix of an intro and an extrovert. Like, I don't consider myself fully one or the other.
I've been using it wrong.
What have you been using it for?
Oh, I thought it meant that you could only socialize if you're on Ambien.
Got it. Well, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. It's beautiful in spring now. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Like me, I do a little bit of both. Alf, where do you fall?
I need time away from you, that's for sure.
Okay, therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've never listened to the show before, you don't know this, but if you've literally ever thought about the show, you know that Alf and I are both in therapy, and we have been for years. I love therapy so much. I cannot stress it enough. It's the best thing I ever did for myself, for my mental health, for my overall health, my emotional life, physical life, literally everything. My life has fully changed from therapy, and I feel like everyone should be in therapy. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. Riley, we have four episodes that we need to get to. Each one is between, you know, 8 and 12 minutes each, the bit. In a few seconds, I'll reveal number 8. And then maybe you and I just wax about it. Talk about what we remember of the episode, what our favorite part of it was. Then we'll play the bit. You and I will listen to it. And then we'll kind of give commentary afterwards.
Love.
We'll move on. Got it.
I think it's great.
Before we get into the top 8, I do want to shout out two that just missed the cut.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Runners up.
This is a little bit further back, but with 150 votes total is Live, Laugh, Love artwork with Lauren Lapkus.
Whoa, so that did change. So last night when Jeff sent me the list last night, Live, Laugh, Love artwork was on the list.
Yeah, but I think it was an 8th or something. It's interesting. I woke up and I was a little surprised.
No,
most of it didn't
that
change.
That wasn't... Okay. Wow. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
that's
this
crazy.
One just missed it by 2 votes with 157 votes. The Bean with Hey Riddle Riddle.
Oh,
Adel, JVC, and Aaron. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. 2 great episodes.
Yeah. Well, that just goes to show. I mean, like, there were a lot of episodes that I love that didn't make the cut because you did not.
Yeah.
I didn't vote. So this is all fan voted stuff.
Elizabeth did vote. She had me read the potential list for her last night. She's like, okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay. All three of the ones I voted on are up there. Yeah.
Also,
okay.
There was an unlimited amount of votes. You could have just sit there at your computer and just vote for the same one every 10 minutes and like get, you know, shoehorn your thing into. Maybe we'll figure out a way to not do that next year. But anyway, are you ready for number 8?
Yes.
Number 8 is Escape Rooms. With 159 votes.
Woo!
This is with, I think about 800 people responded, which, pretty good engagement. We that's way less of the than the listenership we get. Maybe next year we need to, like, really blast it out. But,
yeah,
159 votes. We have escape rooms. What do you remember from this episode?
The main thing I remember is this is the first episode that, like, we really leaned into, which we've done now in a bunch of episodes since, the chanting, like a crowd chanting for someone they don't know, but somehow everyone is really invested and like, chanting for the same thing. I know that we love that kind of bit, you know, it shows up in Good Morning, but it's like, it's Gavin or whatever,
Gavin.
But it's like, I don't know. I remember leaving this episode and you and I just being like, that was really fucking fun.
Well,
like,
what's interesting... And we can get more into this in a little bit because it's going to be pertinent, but there was kind of a run of episodes we had as we got after, like, a few weeks after the pandemic started, we got used to this Zoom thing.
Mm-hmm.
But also, because we started the show in January, late January, basically February, we were also starting to really understand, I think, what the show was, how it flowed,
mm-hmm.
and also, like, you and I had never really done, other than writing, like, duoprov shows before.
Right.
So, like, understanding how we each played and stuff. So I think this was when we were hitting our stride in, like, the episodes maybe, like, 14 to 20 was, I think, when it really all started to click. The Zoom,
mm-hmm.
the sadness of the pandemic was going away, you know, us figuring out what the show was. And this is one of them where I was just like, we were on fire, I thought.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that's so, I never thought about that because it's like when we do write, it's like we improvise, but it's like we'd never done a duoprov show before and now it's all we do. And so, fuck, I miss escape rooms. Just like talking about escape rooms, actual escape rooms, not just the episode, I want to do an escape room so bad.
Yeah. Well, one of your reviews, because I was skimming through it, was about an escape room you actually did. I don't know if it's the one that I ended up picking.
The rat one, which is one of the best.
Yeah, not the one that we're doing, but that one. This one also, like, this was also the first one that I clipped out. And I should say that the criteria that I did, because each episode has either 2 or 3 bits in them, and I only picked one from all of these. But for the most part, I just went to our subreddit and, like, looked at which one people pointed out that they liked the best, so which one seemed like the fan favorite bit in the fan favorite episode. So that one wasn't the rat one.
Right, but I know the one that I'm thinking it was also my favorite bit from this episode.
So I mean, it was making me laugh just now, and it's like you and me, but it was like the game was just so tight. It was just like So what have you been doing since high school? Oh, I'm like working in science research. you know, it doesn't pay a lot, but you know they give me housing, so it's going pretty well.
And you're like, housing, that's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it's crazy because, you know, I get exercise, I get my food taken care of. I guess, you know, the hardest part of it is the physical toll that it kind of all takes. You know what I mean? But I can get past that. And then you're like, what's your title? I'm like, lab rat. And you're like, got it.
Lab
rat. And I'm like,
got it.
Don't you? So you're not a chemist. I'm like, I'm working my way up the ladder.
No, that's not how it works.
You're being taken advantage of, and I think they're breaking the law. Yeah. All right, should we get into number eight, escape rooms?
Number eight, escape rooms. This is for the escape game in Chicago, Illinois. This is from June 28th, 2018. It is a 3-star review. This is from Thomas T. Jeff, we all know what the T stands for, and that is?
Train tracks.
Thomas, the son of train tracks. All right. 3-star review. I played the heist with a group of friends. We spent the hour together, amicably, tenderly solving each puzzle. Every clue we found only brought us closer together. By the end, as we finally held the missing painting in our hands, we were spiritually bonded to one another with an unbreakable knowledge that we had escaped a room together. Then I made the mistake of playing Prison Break with the same group of friends. Right from the start, in the ominously accurate prison cells, we were bickering, hungry, and pointing fingers. We forged ahead bravely for a few minutes, but by the 500th lock puzzle, we had transformed into an 8-person feudal state. Disgruntled and exploited puzzle breakers worked their fingers to the bone as sneering friends verbally and physically lashed them for their slow pace. With a few minutes before the hour was up and all our clues used up, we were just about ready to launch a violent civil war using the televisions affixed to each room to bash each other on the head. The speakers sounded loudly, though, and an escape room employee hastily entered to thank us for playing and to invite us to play again.
They experienced the highs and lows of a relationship over 2 hours in 2 escape rooms.
It was the Stanford Prison Experiment of escape rooms.
They're all at drinks afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So are we not going to talk about it?
No, I mean, like, we can... Yeah, no, we can talk about it if you want to talk about it.
I feel like I'm not having a good time. None of you guys are having a good time. Either we talk about it or I'll go home.
Okay, Ashley, what do you want
to
talk about?
It was supposed to be fun. We were supposed to work together on shit, but then as soon as the bars closed, you started freaking out. You started yelling at me because you were getting claustrophobic. I said, I'm claustrophobic too, but I'm not screaming at you.
Okay, well, like, probably my claustrophobia is more intense than, like, some people, like, sorry, no offense, but some people say they have claustrophobia. Stop, don't laugh. Some people say they have it. But then they're just, like, annoyed by a small space. I actually literally get anxiety when I'm there. So sorry for, like, sorry for being human.
So, you know, it's not about who has the most claustrophobia. I have it, and I dealt with it myself. I didn't make it everybody else's problem.
I didn't make it everyone else's problem. Sorry that you were, like, literally trying to be the only voice in the room, and when anyone else gave their opinion, then you're like, oh, stop making it your problem.
No, there needs to be, like, a leader. There needs to be a voice of treason, a reason,
voice of treason. See, that's you.
No.
You wanted Thomas to be the leader.
Look at Thomas. I'm sorry, man. I mean, you're one of my best friends in the world, but, like, You're not a good leader. You're a follower. So clearly, like, you're a bottom, man.
What are you talking about? I'm not a good. What the fuck does that mean?
No, I'm just. I shouldn't say this. Never mind. I talked to your ex. I've been talking to your ex.
Okay, my personal life has nothing to do with the fact that everyone here has slow hands. You know how long it took us to get those locks undone?
No, that wasn't the issue. The whole time you were yelling, everybody make your hands fast. That's not the issue. We have to actually come up with the combinations for the locks. It's not about how fast you do it.
I was literally embarrassed because, you know, the game master has cameras into the room. I was so embarrassed.
You're never going to see them again.
I booked the day and I'll probably go back. And now they know that all of my friends have slow fucking hands.
Guys, I mean, I let's just have a drink. Let's move on.
Easy for you to say, forget about
it. What was that?
It's easy for you to say, oh, forget about it, when you were the one who opened the door at the end. You pushed your way to the end so that you could have the victory moment of opening the door.
Look, I was the only one who wasn't yelling at you guys, all right? I was like, hey, guys, it's me, Peter. Like, don't. Like, let's figure out the puzzle, like, or let's just stop it now and, like, go hang out. And I opened the door at the end because we ran out of time.
None of us saw you actively working on any puzzles. And I'm not mad. I just would have appreciated if you had asked, like, okay, who wants to be the one to open the door?
I don't want to pull this card. I really don't. But you guys have kind of left me with no choice. You guys all have parents.
I never had that. I was an orphan. I went family to family for years. So to feel a part of something for me, it means more to me than it does to any of you guys. And seeing you guys bicker, I liked watching it. It was like mommy and daddy are yelling and me and my sibling are in our own rooms talking about what it's going to mean for our family if they get a divorce. I would have happily had divorced parents over no parents. My foster dad wasn't around. My foster mom was busy with her small business.
What does your foster mom do?
Her small business?
Yeah, what's her small business?
It's an Etsy store for broken relics. So like things from a past age that can't be put in a museum because they are kind of in horrible condition.
Shattered. Doesn't try putting them back together. She sells.
It's as is. Everything
relics.
Says as is. And so it's like trilobites that are kind of like unrecognizable. Like you could never trace back what kind of animal it was. Like, I don't like fossil, other kind of fossils. It was mostly bones. There was also gems that probably weren't real, but I don't know.
So because your foster mom sold broken bones
for parts,
and
yeah,
plastic gems on Etsy, you wanted to open the door to the escape room.
I mean, when you say it like that, it doesn't feel like it correlates at all. But in my head, it makes total sense.
You know, Peter, I'm sorry for giving you a hard time. You know, every time you say, I hate to play this card, but just about every day you mention how you don't have parents.
Babe, are you flirting? I hate to do this in front of everybody. Are you flirting with Peter?
I'm not flirting with Peter. I'm trying to empathize with Peter. It must have been really hard for him to... No, stop.
No,
Jason, stop.
If you're going to do this, do it without, not in front of everybody. I don't...
No, all of us, you know what? It got really heated in there. And Ashley, I'm sorry about the claustrophobic comment. That wasn't sensitive of me. But you know what, guys? I can imagine that for Peter, who's had a really rough life, that being in a room with the tension so high, being in a prison-themed escape room, and being in a prison of his own making, his own life, that must have been really, really hard for you to experience. And so thank you. I want to say thank you for taking that charge and, you know, opening the door. And how about I buy you a drink? I'll buy you this round.
Oh, you're going to buy him a drink?
Jason,
that's a date.
No, it's
that's
not like
a date.
That. No, it's literally not a date. We are here with all our friends. We are at this Chili's with our friends.
Okay. Well, I thought you and I were together, but if you buy Peter, then you guys are together. I'm
Jason,
secure. I'm secure in myself.
No, you and I are together. I am buying my friend a drink because he doesn't have parents.
What if I never told you this, but I don't have parents either.
No, yes, you do. We literally hung out with them this morning. We got breakfast with them. Peter, do you want to do an escape room with us next week? You can pick which one it is. And Thomas, yeah, no, I'll organize it for sure. I'll put it together.
I do want to do that. But maybe just you and me, like a date, kind of what Jason was saying. See?
Sorry. You.
I told you, babe.
No. Jason, I'm not going. Don't worry. Peter, that's very kind, but the whole group is staring at me.
So what's it going to be?
Peter, no, guys, stop. This isn't this kind of feels like an escape room right now. I don't really know how to get out of this situation.
Well, there's only one way. Yeah, there's only one way. Who is it? Who's it going to be? You have to choose.
What is happening? What is?
Choose.
The whole
choose,
restaurant.
Choose.
I choose Thomas.
Honestly, I'm like, I've never been into you. So like, you
no,
should have chosen between the Jason and Peter, because like they both expressed interest, and like I'm more into like.
Are you serious?
I like a curvy woman. Actually, you're kind of like flat chested and flat assed. I hate to be like that. I really do.
Thomas,
and my dick is super
fuck?
Small, so like I shouldn't be judging, but
you held my hand in the prison when it got dark.
What?
Yeah. I didn't want to tell you. I thought it was you, Jason, but then I realized it was Thomas and I didn't let go.
Yeah.
I squeezed
again,
tighter.
That wasn't, I didn't know that was your hand. I thought it was a combination lock, because your hands are like very brittle and shaped kind of like a metal hook, which is part of the reason why I can't ever imagine having sexual intercourse with you, just because of like, I don't know how that would even work mechanically. And I'm so sorry, Jason, to like be talking about your girlfriend like this. And of course, I'm sorry to you. I'm sorry. I never cared to learn your name.
It's Michelle.
Michelle, I'm so sorry to be like so point blank with you, but it has to be this way. Because you know, you kind of have to make a decision in front of everybody. The whole restaurant's still chanting, choose, 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 choose.
Guys, I already chose. I already chose.
No, they're all in unison. Oh, booze, booze, booze. They're all, that's how they order. Yeah, there are a bunch of Vikings in here. This is crazy.
Everyone in the restaurant orders the same thing at the same time.
And it's just booze. That's like ordering meat.
Food,
food, food, food. They're dressed in elk skins. What are you guys?
Jason, I've been a fool. Will you forgive me? Can I unlock your heart?
No deal.
What game show do you think you're on?
I don't think I'm on a game show. I just is like, if this was a romantic comedy, it's like, oh, give her the goosebumps, walk away.
So that's it then?
Yeah, I think so. And it's because I'm secure. I'm very secure.
Peter, what about you? I know you've never had a family, but maybe you and I can make one?
I couldn't picture this moment going any other way. I always wanted it to be this way.
I know you're my third choice, but I hope that doesn't affect how you feel about me or the date you wanted
to
go on.
Are you kidding me? The last two girlfriends I've had, I've been not even in the top 10 choices. I'm a rebound through and through. So to have you approach me and say, what did you say? I think you said that you've always been into me. Is that what you said?
Well, no, I said that since Thomas and Jason both really, really kind of wrecked my self-esteem and my heart, that you're the only guy here. I mean, I could go for Ashley. She's really pretty, but I kind of also feel bad for you with the parents and stuff. So
it's a date.
It's a date. Yeah, it's a date.
Do you like broken relics?
We'll go sift through bones with your foster mom.
With my mom, yeah. Well, foster mom. You're right. Yeah, thanks for rubbing it in. check, 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 check. What check. The fuck? That's the weirdest bit we've done so far.
Check. Check, check.
All right. Tons of waiters just trying to corral 80 Vikings. Check, check, check,
oh
check.
Oh my God.
It's truly one of those bits. This might have also been the first bit where it's like we didn't just do a one-to-one from the review.
Yeah.
It like ends in a place where it's like, how the fuck did we get from escape rooms to that?
I forgot about the backstory about like Peter not having a family. Like,
you and I were talking.
Foster mom sells broken bones on Etsy.
Also, the thing you were just like, she doesn't try to fix them or nope, they're sold for parts.
It says as is.
And she makes a living off that. There's an impressively big market for it. You and I were talking about like our improv moves, you know, at UCB, it's always like, if this, then what? Like, if this is true, then what else is true? Ours are never like in the same vein. It's always a left turn, but we bring it back somehow. Like you being like, so because you grew up an orphan and your foster mom sold broken plastic gems, that's why you opened the door to the escape room. And I'm like, well, yeah.
Yeah, we always find a way to justify the most insane things.
And it's like, we were also talking, I said to you, like, you know, we're in the moment, we're doing this improv thing, it's almost like we both like brown out in a way. And then yeah. I go back, I edit it, but I'm not like listening to it with fresh ears. I'm listening to it with scrutinizing ears, like, mm-hmm. Oh, what should we keep? What should we not? Like, does this all mm-hmm. make sense? And let me make it as tight as possible. I never really, occasionally I'll listen back, but usually I'm like, I just listened to this like 8 times over right. and over again, so I'm not going to listen to it. So to hear these back again a little bit earlier today, and especially now at like normal speed, because I was scrubbing, it's mm-hmm. just like fun. It's like, oh, this is what other people might have been listening and hearing it right. as the first time they heard
yeah,
it.
Yeah, to hear, I forgot. So with the whole group chanting like choose, choose, choose. I remembered that, but I forgot that about booze,
booze, booze, booze, booze.
Food, food, food. Check,
Vikings out
check.
Of Chili's. Actually, I thought this one, when I was listening to it, I was like, oh, I thought this was in the British pubs episode.
But it's not.
No. This one was really fun. I also was saying to Jeff that it's like, so Jason, like the jealous boyfriend. Well, first of all, something Jeff said that really fucking killed me in this. He's like, well, we're together, but if you buy him a drink, well, that means you're together. You're together then. Now you're together. But I love that, like, over time, that voice has become the voice that both of us use for any, like, fucking, like, douchey guy.
Yeah. It's almost really lapkissy.
Kind of loud, like, yeah, it is kind of lapkissy. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
There was another one in this episode that I almost included, where it was like one of the review had like a winky face in it saying that we didn't get out or something in time, and uh-huh. So we did a bit about how
that's right, was that Don't Stop Dating Your Wife?
Yeah, that was How About You Don't Stop Dating Your Wife.
Oh my god, I
was gonna include that in here, but it was like 5 minutes long, so I was like, I don't want to just do a 5 minute long bit. Unless you want to, we can just do that.
No, I think that's really fine. Okay. I just remembering that that's where this, oh my god, that's right, it was a couple who like their kink was like fucking in escape rooms.
Yeah.
And the person was like, you need to go, we saw you on the cameras. So it's like, hey, how about you don't stop dating your wife?
Yeah. And then he's like, yeah,
it's
not on your shirt. And also, that was in the story, that was the first and only thing the husband said.
Yeah, that's
you know, when you're married to someone, you still have a girlfriend. How about you don't stop dating your wife? Yeah, it says that on your shirt. And then he butts out. Which we are still working on review merch. We have the designs. We just need to work with Marika to get it up on the HeadGum store. So my friend Martha just texted me about, hey, when's review merch coming? You and I should aim for by the end of January. We'll get
it. Martha maybe shouldn't be so nosy. So
what's that?
Just like Martha should, you know, stay in her lane.
Oh my God, she's a biomedical artist. She draws the things that people study out of textbooks.
So like,
she works at the Cleveland Clinic, the second leading medical research center in the United States. She does more for the world than you and I could ever even hope to. Stay in your lane, Anspa.
No.
No. Should we move on to number 7?
Yeah.
All right, number 7 with 161 votes, only 2 more than Escape Rooms, is, and this bumped into the top 8, bumped out Live Laugh Love artwork, British pubs not in the United Kingdom.
I love this episode.
This is your and my favorite episode, I think, or at least top 3.
This is one of my favorite episodes we've ever done. This is like, first, if, you know, anyone I know who hasn't listened to the show or like wants to get into the show, this is one of the episodes that I recommend to like get into the show. Oh my God. I remember having the best time looking for reviews for this. I think you suggested this episode.
I thought you suggested this. I don't, maybe it was one, because we come up with most of them together and it's usually like, what about this? And you're like, what about this version of that? And then I'm like, what about this version of that? And you're like, that's great.
It probably started one of us
pubs,
saying,
you said British pubs, and then I said British pubs not outside the UK or something.
Yeah. My God. Because like, I love when we do episodes like this when it's so specific.
Yeah.
Like such a specific place like this. Oh my God. Yeah. This episode was such a fucking blast. God, I'm trying to think. I know that there's, I mean, I think the bit that you pulled is like the dad who goes to a gay bar but like doesn't tell his family. Of course. That one's insane. But I also remember a bit that I loved is the girl whose second home is, was that from this episode? Whose like second home is Disneyland?
Yeah, it is this one.
And
God, you have
like
a good memory.
Brings, and like brings her date Goofy's kitchen.
And they're all like, cheating her like royalty.
Yeah, all the characters know her. She's like, oh, Goofy's like my uncle. And he's like, I don't
what
know.
What do you mean? I thought we were just like going to Disney World as a date. This is like your home base.
No, this is like, this is where I come home for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And then I don't know if it's yours. It's my favorite review, I think, or at least top 5 that we've ever done at the end of the episode. And I was just listening back to it and I was almost going to include that one instead of the one that I'm about to do. But it was so far into the episode and we'd done 4 or that was our 4th review. So like the bit ended up being really short. But
right.
It was the review of, and you and I have talked about this on other podcasts and stuff and in interviews. But,
yeah.
Yeah, and it was this woman who, like, or this guy who like fell in love with this like milk stout. Yeah. And he was like, I always go to this pub in like France next to the Jardin de Luxembourg. Like,
yeah.
But it doesn't open till 11 and I can't get that thick milky stout and they're like torturing me or something. Great review.
A great, one of my favorite reviews that it's like, I guess I'll go look at these gardens while I wait.
Yeah. For noon, like, for the clock to strike
noon. Famous gardens in the world. He's like, I guess beautiful... I'll fucking waste my time here before I can drink a milk stout at 11.
The thickest beer on a weekday before noon. It's not even noon. It was 11 in the review. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, should we go into it?
I'm fucking ready. I haven't heard this in so long. All I remember is like, was it like fucking oil or Crisco or whatever? Okay, I'll just fucking play it.
I forgot about this bit. So the fact that you're pulling details is very impressive. Here we go.
This is from Josh M.
Meanderthal.
Very good. Yes. Josh Meanderthal.
He's kind of gallivanting around, but he's also hairy and doesn't speak English.
And he's a narcissist. This is from the King's Head in Santa Monica.
Oh, yeah.
The old King's Head pub. They have so it's not only a pub, it's also like they have a little tea house next to it and a store. So whenever I'm craving like British snacks, they have everything. It's fantastic. Josh Meanderthal, 2 stars, March 29th, 2015. 2 stars.
The year of our Lord.
May God save the Queen and this restaurant's terrible service. I will begin with the fact that atmosphere-wise, the restaurant is great and the menu has offerings that you wouldn't find at an everyday TGIF. So be prepared to try something that isn't the usual. We were seated promptly, but our service lacked as our server came to our table twice. One time to start off with drinks, and the second time around when placing our order. After that, we did not see her again and had to ask our hostess for a check. Yup, we were not asked how we were enjoying the food or if we wanted a refill on our drinks. Nothing. Anyway, the food was pretty good, with the fish and chips being the star of the night, and the spiced tea from the drink menu gets 2 thumbs up. Location for this restaurant was also a plus, as it's only minutes away from the pier and all-day parking. It was a fun old pub/restaurant, but I won't be returning.
The service was absolutely horrible. The waiter came around to take our drink order. Afterwards, he came around and said, "Can I get anything started for you?" Which we weren't ready for yet. So he gave us a good amount of time, maybe 5 minutes, came back, but then we were ready, we ordered. Suddenly, he's bringing our meal 20 minutes later, and then that's the last we hear from him until he brings the check at the perfect time.
Dad, it sounds like you and Mom actually had a pretty good date night.
No, your mother was great. I mean, we didn't talk a lot, but the waiter...
The waiter brought your food. At the waiter...
I know. I know. What?
The waiter got your drinks? The mm-hmm. waiter asked if you needed anything. That was on you that you weren't ready.
I know, but then he came back, like, when we were ready.
Did you say, "Oh, we need a couple more minutes, thank you"?
Yeah, I said, "Could you just, actually, just a couple more minutes." And then he said, of course. And then he came back a couple minutes later, and then we were ready.
So what I'm hearing from you, Dad, is that...
Your mother was flirting with him the entire night.
There it is. I was seeing what's the root of the problem. Yeah. And thank God I'm home for the summer.
You know, I'm sorry that I'm not 25. I'm sorry that I'm not an actor. I have a stable career, all right? I'm a tax accountant, which is kind of rock and roll a little bit, you know, because, like, it's not cool. And punk wasn't cool, I think.
You don't have to tell me. No, you don't. You don't have to apologize for it. Maybe ask Mom. If you're really feeling this way, maybe ask her if that's what she was doing. Because, you know, Mom loves you. And I don't think she would be flirting with a waiter.
You didn't see this guy. He was British and handsome. And he kept brushing my thigh a little bit. And we had this fun banter going back and forth.
Were you flirting with the waiter? I mean, it seems pretty obvious that you were, but...
Your mother wasn't there.
Then where was she?
Book club. I just told you that I was going to dinner with her so that you wouldn't be suspicious.
If you had just said, "I'm going to the bar for a drink," I wouldn't have thought anything of it.
You really pressed me, though. You've been pressing me all afternoon, and I'm finally coming out. I flirted with a guy at a King's Head pub because I never got to experiment when I was younger. I went straight into taxes.
You wanted to get that king's head. I'm so sorry for saying that.
I wanted to be the king, and I wanted to have head. And I didn't, because I love your mother, but I thought about it, and he offered. The whole restaurant chanted my name while he undid my belt loops and took my belt off. And I do mean that he unsewed each individual loop. Yeah, and then took the entire belt down around my feet.
How did he even do that?
It was I don't know, but it was definitely like a power move that I was into.
He ruined your pants.
They tossed beer on my shoes so I wouldn't be able to put them back on in an effort to make me get blown by the waiter.
Who's they?
It was a whole crowd of guys just like me trying to hook up with male waiters at the King's Head. I don't know where their wives were. Probably book clubs.
It was a whole crowd of guys just like you.
There were a bunch of guys who were wearing Crocs, so I guess it's a regular thing for them. They knew what would happen.
Was this a gay bar?
This was a King's Head, so I think, yeah. And if it wasn't a gay bar per se, it was a gay bar that night.
It was a gay bar that night. So they had like a night. Did you know that before going in?
Well, it was males drink free.
So you knew that, like you saw the paper on the door before going into the bar.
Is this a cross examination? All right, you asked
well,
how
Dad,
my day
you,
was.
You, if you're gay or bi, that's fine. But like, you gotta tell mom.
I didn't
and
do
you
anything.
You gotta be honest with yourself. Doesn't mean if you didn't do anything. It's just like you gotta tell her.
All right,
you hear the door open and close. Tell me what? Are you guys having a boys' night? What's going on here?
Our son is in the military.
Dad, what the fuck?
That's true.
Samuel.
He loves
you're in the military?
He's being shipped off tomorrow. I don't know what I'm doing.
Dad, fucking stop. What the hell is wrong with you? No, mom, he means I'm driving back to college tomorrow.
Army college.
Oh.
Army college.
What? No. Ralph. Our son is a psychology major. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that was a joke the whole time. He has, look at his room. He has an army weapon.
Dad, what the fuck is wrong with you? I have an army. Wait, Samuel, should I go check your room? No, mom, I don't have an army. Do you mean a gun? I don't have an army weapon in my room. That's
all right.
That's
then let's
insane.
Check. Let's check. If you don't have an army weapon, then it's no problem to open the door, right?
No. Yeah, of course it's no problem to open the door. I don't have an army weapon.
She opens the door. It's somehow to the outside and there's a tank.
Samuel, where did you get a tank? What? Dad, what the shit?
Why me?
Happening?
I didn't do anything. You're the one who deleted your room. And
Mom,
replaced it with a
Dad
tank.
Dad almost got blown by a waiter at the King's Head.
Oh, don't be play funny now, right?
Come on, Samuel.
That makes no sense.
That's not very funny. That's no. He undid his belt loops. And then the whole crowd of men there started chanting for him to get blown by a waiter.
What are you talking?
Sorry, Dad.
Marge, how ridiculous is this? He thinks that somebody unsewed my belt loops, slid my belt down my legs, I moved my feet out of the belt, and then they kind of threw it around like a hula hoop, passing it around hither and thither, using Crisco as lube as everyone else is kind of having an orgy. That didn't happen. That's insane. You know how crazy you sound?
Ralph?
Yeah, the answer is yes. Ralph, yeah, the answer is yes. Do you know how crazy you sound?
I had to stand up.
Riley
and
got
take
up
a
and.
Laugh.
I think that is. I know it's number seven, but I think that for the fans, but I think for me, that is my favorite bit we've ever done.
You think that they undid my belt loops, shimmied my belt around my feet, poured beer on my shoes, and then passed
the
belt around
they
like a
pour beer on his shoes in an effort to encourage him to get head. What the fuck kind of tactic is that?
He's Crisco as lube?
He's blowing you. He doesn't need lube.
You fucking weirdos. Also, that was only 8 minutes. From minute one to minute eight, it goes off the rails.
You deleted your room. What do you mean? Your room?
Also, the mom's reaction. Samuel, where did you get a tank? Our house is gone. What do you mean? Why is that what you're mad about?
It's like Beetlejuice. They open up into the like the sandworm. Also, again with another chanting thing. Yeah. Like, also, like it was a whole group of guys just like me.
Just like me. They're all wearing Crocs, so I guess this is a regular occurrence for them. They knew it would happen to their shoes.
Why do they need to pour beer on shoes to get someone to get ahead? Oh,
also the dad's telling it like it's a funny story, or no, he's telling it like he's like mad about it, like your mom was flirting with the waiter. Get a load of this. And then it slowly unravels. Then, mom wasn't there.
And then our son's in the army. I'm sorry, I don't know what I'm doing.
I thought he was going to college. Yeah, army college.
No, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Stop. It's a snowball. It's already going.
God, that might be up there for me. It's so fucking good.
Yeah. It's hard to sit here and be like, God, we're so funny. That's not really what I'm doing. Yeah. It's more like,
it's all improvised.
So like to look back on it, it's more like, where the fuck did that come from? How did we get there? Yeah.
How did we get to Crisco? Sorry. How did you get to Crisco as lube?
Look, now you and I have to go eat at the King's Head in Santa Monica this summer and just reminisce.
Males drink free. So at a gay bar, so everyone's drinking for free.
Yeah. Isn't it always like
it's an open bar for the night?
Is it girls' night? It's always like women drink or women. It's half off for drinks for women or something, right? It's never free.
I guess it's never free.
What the fuck kind of deal is that? Also, everybody's getting head at the King's Head.
Guy, all these gay men in like hetero marriages coming to this bar to get beer poured on them and get head.
Oh, and also the line that you said that killed me is, why aren't you more mad? He ruined your pants. He unsewed the belt loops and they fell off.
The image of undoing belt loops. That's gotta
take
10 minutes. Yeah, exactly. With the whole crowd chanting, but then the belt still like in a loop, like still attached, falling to the feet.
And they're all twirling it like a hoop. My face hurts, Anspa.
Me too. Let's go to the next one. All right. Fuck, that really got me.
All right, here we go. With 177 votes, number 6 is Delis with John Gabris.
Wow. Gabris is... I fucking love Gabris.
He's funny.
He's one of the most off-the-rails human beings I've ever met in my life.
Gabris, it was all bits. Like, it was like... Or at least, it was nonstop. Even the real-life stuff was like laugh-out-loud funny. And I hope I'm half as funny as Gabris by the time I'm his age.
And God, Gabris, if you're listening, you are so fucking ancient, my dude. Like, God. I cannot believe you're still kicking, dude. Actually. Like that, it's like he can still drive. Like that's pretty huge for someone his age.
Yeah, he will never hear this too. So I feel like we can speak with a lot of liberty compared to the two we just heard. This is a much more recent episode. This is from I think October.
Yes.
So I remember both bits very clearly.
I only remember one of the bits actually, and it was like the Lindbergh bit.
The Mindbergh bit and the Lindbergh twins. The Twinbergs.
Yeah. The Twinbergs. That's what I remember. And like them cussing in a deli.
One of them wearing an entire Mets outfit.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys know this if you listen to the Cozy episode of High and Mighty, but this was also kind of a marathon for us because whenever we have a guest, we usually record for more than an hour, between an hour and an hour and a half. I think this went an hour 20. And then we did Cozy, which I think went for an hour and a half. And so I went upstairs after we finished recording and George was like, how's your day? Mm. And I was like, oh, it's good. We recorded with Gabris. So my stomach hurts and my like cheeks are sore and it was just an absolutely, you know, a blast.
Shout out Gabris. We love you. Even though you will turn to dust
in mere moments. Yeah. Should we go into it?
Let's do it. Here we go. This one's from Wally P. Gabrus, you got a last name for Wally P?
Peanut.
Okay, great. Wally Peanut. 5 stars.
Walnut Peanut.
Wally P, 5 stars. It's like entering a time warp at Cantor's. Short line to get in, check in with the brusque hostess, adjust to the oddly dank lighting, but then be rewarded with some of the best diner food in SoCal. You can imagine that diners have been repeat customers here for years and that this comfort food has such special meaning in this city. Of course, I had to ask for the biggest pastrami sandwich available, the Fairfax, with all pastrami, the spices, the bark, the fat, piled high on rye with nothing else. Heaven. Topped off my growing food, baby, with the most delicious strawberry cheesecake served outside New York. Moist. Fresh, sweet strawberries. Served perfectly cold. I couldn't have asked for a better meal. Can't wait to return for more pastrami heaven.
Why am I turned on? I'm sorry. I don't. I know you didn't ask me to get canceled this time around, but I'm sorry, Riley.
I'm sorry.
I don't
know
if it was the content, your performance, the combination of the two.
Thank you so much.
My face is warm.
Oh my God, we're all so hot. Just thinking the description of, like, whenever I think of, like, deli food, I'm like, all these flavors, all these things done right, but just this description of, like, meat stacked high on bread and that's it. And
yeah.
That's it. Like, perfect.
That is a sandwich. Hard to argue with you there.
Two friends are out to brunch at Cantor's. Dude, last night was like fucking incredible. I was so drunk. I just need to get some dry meat on rye right now.
Oh, I'm looking to get some moist cheesecake. I need something that'll make my mouth absolutely plastic.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah, hey, welcome to Cantor's. What can I get for you?
My buddy and I mean, we did some crazy shit last night.
We were crazy last night. Are you familiar with Clamato?
With Clamato? Oh, that's like the fucking clam. Sorry, that's the clam juice thing, or that the clam.
No, you can curse. You can curse. We curse all the time, the two of us.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I'll say the worst words you'll ever imagine.
Okay, you don't have to do it here.
Imagine a fucking insane word in your head right now. Imagine an awful worst word.
Okay.
My man Boney here will say it. Boney?
All right, I'm going to kind of guess what kind of word she'd be thinking about.
I mean, there's
about.
So many kids around here. It's a Sunday brunch. We really like it. We'd actually prefer if we didn't do this right here. I'm just here to take
Taint.
Your order.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't that, for the record. It was... All right. You can
Grundle.
Try again. Oh,
man here, he wants... if you can take some pastrami, throw it on a paper towel, fold it up, and squeeze it.
Okay.
Squeeze it
wring
so the paper towel
out.
Gets wring it out so the paper towel gets drenched, and then put that dry ass meat on like toasted blackened marble rye. Boney loves it like that.
Then
dude.
Take the sopping wet towel and wring it into a pint glass, and that'll be my meal for now. I might add some more later.
Yeah, yeah. And, sorry. And so for me, and let's give you the whole order first.
Yeah. Okay. I can remember it. I don't even need to write it down. I got
you sure
it.
You don't want to write
so
it down? Am I?
No.
I might
it's
get
so
crazy.
Specific. I can remember
now,
it.
Now I totally get that you can write it down, and you don't need to write it down. I appreciate that. I always think that's cool when a server does that. But do you see how much stress and pressure is putting on Boney and I that you're not writing it down? It's almost selfish, I find, when servers insist on not writing it down because it's like, okay, cool, you can memorize it, but clearly I want you to write it down because I don't want to blow up at you if you fuck this
You won't
up.
Need to blow up
at
me.
And he will blow up at you. He will, even if you get it right, he might blow up at you.
I can tell. I am boiling over. Do you know what Clamato is?
Yeah, we talked about it's
okay.
The
oh yeah, all right, right, right.
God,
yeah, sorry,
please,
sorry.
Sorry,
yeah.
We're getting more and more orders in. I'm being flagged on my multiple tables.
Well,
if
you got
just...
one more order before you go in there.
Okay,
here's what I need.
Right.
Here's what I need. Okay, so you got Boney's order. You got the pint glass.
I
all
got
that?
The pint glass. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Impossible
so,
to forget.
I would like a strawberry cheesecake. Mm-hmm. And I'm from New York, so I am very familiar with moist cakes.
Uh-huh.
So I need you to give me something. I want something that'll knock my fucking socks off. And I'm wearing 3 pairs each because I got hyperhidrosis of the feet, okay?
His extremities are bulges.
I have to wear 3 pairs of gloves like Curly from Of Mice and Men.
These are not baseball gloves. This is not a
That's
baseball
great.
Mitt.
Well, lucky for you, we have like specialty, like New York authentic cheesecake. So I don't think you have anything to worry about with that.
I need it to be as fucking dry as possible, though. Here's the thing. I need you to take the cheesecake and wrap it up in a paper towel and just squeeze. Do you understand? Bony, just like what you're doing with bony. Yeah.
It's the same process, different
food. It's the same exact process, different. Right. That's an easy way to explain it. Same process, different food. I see you keep looking at other tables and the big long line over by the host stand. Mm-hmm. I am just worried you're going to get my order wrong if you're
not. No, it is impossible for me. So, you know what? I'll triple check with you guys. Double check. Bony, you said bony. You want your meat squeezed in paper towel, then you want blackened, toasted marble rye.
I want it so toasted that it gets smaller in like circumference. Also,
so you want dry, small.
I can tell you're getting upset. I'm actually not.
I'm pretty grounded for a Sunday. You guys are really heightened. Listen, I'm just trying to get all these orders in. I'm fine. I have your orders. Okay. If you want me
ask
to go,
ask us why we moved from New York to LA.
If I ask you this and answer, will you let me go get your food so I can just, you know, give you a check and be done?
I don't. Before we get to this whole New York versus LA debate that you want to have with us, Margo, you read Boney's order back, but you didn't read back my order.
You
Boney
want
M, not sorry. Boney L's order. Boney M.
You're both named Boney.
Yeah, we have different last names.
It's Boney Lindberg, and then it's
I'm Boney Mindberg.
Yeah,
Mindberg.
See. That's so crazy to me.
It's
I don't
wild
know why
that we
we're
became
getting
friends.
Into this.
It was serendipity. It really was.
No, not wild. It's wild that Boney, your parents named you guys. Is that a nickname?
No, those are our nicknames. Those are our nicknames.
So you both
to
have
be
the
fair,
same nickname.
Yes.
You wouldn't judge it based on how his hands and feet look now, but when we were growing up, he just was an absolute skeleton. So that's why people named him Boney. And then it was like every morning I took too many Viagra, too many Cialis.
Okay, I got it. I get why that's you.
You ever pitched the tent in selvedged denim? Because it is painful.
I know your order.
I haven't been hard in a long time.
I'm going to get a different server to come to your table. This is wildly inappropriate.
Oh, sorry. Margo, my bad. My bad. We're ready whenever you are. Just did you ask us why we moved from New York to LA?
I don't want to. I can't believe I'm doing this, but I feel like you guys won't let me
New
leave.
York, wrap it in a paper towel. That is the arid desert. Squeeze it out. Get
what
all the
this?
Water and
sorry,
moisture out. You
I don't
got Los
know.
Angeles.
What is with the paper towel? What's with the squeezing? I know your order, Boney L, Boney M. I don't know which point at this point who you are, but I know you want cheesecake squished in a paper towel. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Are our nicknames confusing you? Should we just go by our real names? Because we're both named. That's Jeff Lindberg and I'm Jeff Mindberg. Is that
my
easier?
My God.
He's
J-E-F-F-E-R-Y
yes. and I'm R-E-Y, if that helps.
Yeah. It doesn't help. I don't need it. I'm going to go get your food. I'm going to bring it back. One of you or both of you can go Dutch. It's two of you. It's really easy. You'll pay. And then we'll never see each other again. None of this matters to me. Yeah, says me. I'll make sure of that. I'll make sure that I won't see either of you two ever again because I have so many customers to deal with today. I don't need Jeffrey Lindberg and Jeffrey Minberg. Who Jeffrey fucking Hindenburg is going to come through the door any fucking
second.
We
got to a manager talking to Margo. Is everything okay over there with table six? You've been over there for 40 minutes and you've been pounding the table. Twice you've wiped all the drinks off in like a fit of ecstasy or agony. I couldn't tell.
It was a little bit of both.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. Listen, Tina,
Do you know who those guys are?
I unfortunately know them a little too well. Let's just say that. I'm really sorry if I was causing a scene, but these guys were really making it hard on me. Jeff Lindberg and Jeff Minberg. They're both named Boney.
That's Charles Lindberg and Charles Minberg's sons sitting over there.
Who?
Charles Lindberg, the famous person,
oh
and then Charles Mindberg.
Oh my God! How could I not remember their last names? Oh my God! Those are those two like really, really famous rich men.
Yes, Charles Lindberg is the famous person who stole a baby or was a baby, and Charles Mindberg is
the
person who rescued. Yeah, was the baby.
Yes.
That's what it was. The Mindberg baby.
The Mindberg baby and the Lindberg. Yes. Like, oh my God, this is. I have to go apologize right now. Excuse, I'll deal with this. I'm so sorry about this.
Sure.
Tina. Come back to the table.
No, it's like I don't understand why people think it's weird to wear an entire Mets outfit, the entire jersey, pants.
Yeah,
jersey.
I'm telling you, you look like you either look like a Mets baseball player or an undercover cop. I don't know which one.
Excuse me, gentlemen. I am,
hey, we wanted to say something to you, Margo.
No, please, me first. I am so sorry for, you know, if I had a short fuse earlier. It's, you know, it's a Sunday. Things are really crazy, and you know, we're just trying to make it all work here in this city, and I had no idea who you guys were, and so I am deeply, deeply sorry if I made this experience anything less than pleasurable. And I really hope you two enjoyed your time here, and we'll come back to Cantris again soon.
I mean, I had an amazing time. I thought we connected on a level that people haven't connected on before.
I saw it. Ask Boney. I was there and I
Ask
saw
Boney.
It. You and
there
me. Was...
Oh, I'm talking about the three of us.
I'm saying, like, I saw the sparks flying and I felt it internally.
They're flying all across every direction here.
Every direction.
And it's not sexual because, as yeah. I said earlier, I haven't been able to get hard in mm-hmm. 20 years.
I remember that.
I fucking fell asleep next to a microwave at a sleepover party that someone had set for 99 minutes.
Yeah.
And it fucking roasted my toasted.
When you're okay. stolen as a 5-year-old, oftentimes that'll lead to some trauma that you have to work through and never will be able to. So
right.
he can't
right, right.
sexual
right.
block there.
Well, that's what
for
I figured.
Me,
yes, sorry. You.
But I do. I eat pussy. I suck dick, and I eat ass. I should say I do all three of those. I just can't get myself hard. But I'm.
Heads
a giver.
Are turning across the room.
Also, got to another table. I think that's the Minberg time. Did you hear that?
No, that's definitely him. That's definitely
that's
him.
That's definitely him.
Oh my God.
That's definitely him. He sucks dick. I knew it. I knew it. Remember?
Well, remember? I mean, we all knew that he eats pussy and eats ass, but like he absolutely sucks dick.
I couldn't believe he sucks dick. I can't even believe he didn't mention that he can bottom for people even though he can't get erect. He can clearly use his ass as like a receptacle for pleasure. Cut back to the other table. And of course, Margo, you can also, my asshole is up for grabs. You know, like anyone can do whatever they want.
Two clamatos sure. get put down on the table by another server from the table over there.
Mark, are you familiar with this?
Oh my God! Flip the table! Get out! Either stole or was the baby.
I thought we connected on a level that people haven't connected on. You can't speak for humanity.
My God, I forgot that they're both named Boney, but also named Jeffrey.
Spelled slightly differently, and then Mindberg and Lindberg.
Mark,
holy
are you
shit,
okay?
That's the
You've
Lindberg
been over
baby
the table
and the
for
Mindberg
40
baby.
40 minutes.
40 minutes. Oh, she's like, yeah, I knew he sucked dick. I knew he sucked dicks. I knew that he ate ass and pussy, but he knew he sucked dick. He's like, also, like, of course he can bottom. Like, I didn't think that he could bottom for people. And then it cuts over. Like, yeah, you know, I can, like, obviously I can use my ass. It's up for grabs as a receptacle for pleasure. It's like, what are...
I do remember being, like... because Gabriel's just fucking goes there, like no holds barred. I'm like, oh my God, I said eats pussy on my own show. And I'm like, which doesn't matter. But like, I'm like, oh my God, like the Irish Catholicism in my
blood. It is
blood
funny
because like,
that's not the place that you normally go, but it's kind of Gabriel's
no.
go-to. And, but that's like, I think there was, sorry to keep bringing it up, but the, I mean, not sorry to Charlie, but in our But Why Though interview, he asked a good question, which was like, how do the guests affect the show?
Mm-hmm.
And we both kind of said a different shade of the same answer, which is that like, people bring their own comedic point of view.
Yeah.
So when Gabris comes on, we'd still bring our comedic points of view, but like, we build something together that is totally different than what we would build with
yeah.
George or Lapkus or Jake and Amir, you know?
Matching energy with Gabris is the most chaotic I've ever felt in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that wasn't necessarily a great improv scene from like a theory perspective, but like, it's funny and it's fun.
What I love so much about the way Gabris improvises is that it's like... it's conversational in the most insane way. Like, it's the places he goes to, like, it's so the tone and like the way he talks, just like, well, yeah, we're just having a conversation and it feels like very normal, very grounded, but
yeah.
what he's saying couldn't make any less fucking sense.
Well, obviously,
or, like,
my ass is
so
up for grabs
crazy.
And right. it's so
you heard of a clamato, like. It's
he asked you that like three times. That was the perfect button.
It was perfect. And in the way that it's like, you don't bat an eye. And it's
yeah.
only, it's like the only reason it's crazy because he's not playing. He never plays the joke of it. He's like, well, you heard about clamato? Like,
yeah.
He just says it, but it's.
Margo, are you familiar?
It's like, wait, what the fuck?
I would love, he mentioned, I don't know if it was an empty promise, but he said that he wanted to do another High and Mighty review crossover in person when it's safe. So I would love to have him on again this year.
Would love. That would be such a fucking dream. Gabrus is just the best. He's the best.
So yeah, also guys, if you haven't heard our High and Mighty episode, it's we talk about coziness. So go back and give that a listen. Shout out Gabrus.
It's one of my favorite podcasting experiences ever because it's like the way we talk about being cozy, we were all just giddy.
It was unbelievable.
We all like felt it. We all were like squirming. We're like, oh, I just love being cozy.
Yeah.
God.
Should we reveal our final best of episode, number 5 for this, or our final fan favorite episode for this best of episode?
Yes.
I'm doing such a bad job of explaining this.
No, it actually, I mean, maybe it makes sense to me because I know what we're doing, but
well, I guess it makes sense by now, but yeah, anyway, are you ready for the final one for this episode?
I'm going to do the drum roll like they do in Christmas Vacation that the grandparents do. They go,
all right. Coming in at number 5 with 183 votes, Lids.
Oh, shit.
Right?
Because Lids was so long ago, I don't remember much. I remember like the bachelor party, but I don't really remember too much about it. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
That bit. There was also the bit of like multiple hats.
Yeah.
All having like a long message over a span of many hats.
Great episode. This was, I think, this might be the earliest one. Hang on. Yeah, this was May 26th.
Wow.
British Pubs is the earliest one so far. Mm. It's not the earliest one that makes it on the top 8, though, which is interesting. We'll see. Yeah, I remember, I think we had like a running list, just you and me, of places that would be fun or like establishments. Mm-hmm. And like Lids, people sometimes ask us on the subreddit or the Discord or, you know, tweet at us, what are your favorite episodes? Lids mm-hmm. is also one of my favorite ones next to British Pubs because it's just like, there should not be a store that's just hats.
I don't remember much about this episode.
Should we just go into it?
So I'm excited to listen back. Yeah, because but what I do remember is like this episode is talked about a lot. But because that we've done so many since then, I don't really remember it. All I remember about it is like, oh yeah, this is the episode that people like.
Yeah. Right. No, I'm the same way, especially these early ones.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, because this was also in that period that, you know, it was from the start of the pandemic to, let's say, June,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell you what even happened in my personal life. Like, I was living alone. I was going insane. I was kind of sad because I'd just broken up with somebody. And, like, so, like, that whole time was, like, what's going on in the world? What's going on in my personal life? I cannot tell you what happened in most of these.
Couldn't tell you the difference. Right.
All right. This is number 5, Lids. Here we go.
Lids.
4 stars from December 27th, 2019, from Dan H.
Dan Harbinger. And that's how
Dan
you have
Harbinger?
To say it. Yeah, but you have to say it like Harbinger. Fuck.
Dan Harbinger. It sounds like the Warriors chant. Warrior.
You did that so coy with the headband on. Warrior.
4 stars from Dan Harbinger. This is a bald man's paradise. I have tons of hats. I love to represent my teams. Go Celtics, go Patriots, go Red Sox, go Bruins. I love buying my championship hats. Lids has been supplying me for over a decade now. And the modifications they're able to make to all of my hats really separates me from the bunch. I noticed the favoritisms each Lids provides to local sports teams. At times, it is difficult to find a wide variety of hats for opposing teams. That would be the only drawback from Lids. The average price for each hat hangs around the mid-30s after tax, for those interested.
Lids plays favorites.
Sorry, what plays favorites? What are you...
Like, what he's saying is that if I'm in Indiana and I'm a Patriots fan, I'm not going to see any Pats hats next to the Colts Lids at Lids.
Are you going to buy anything? Are you browsing? You came in here, you didn't even look at any hats. You waltzed right up to the front counter and started yelling at us.
Sorry, I didn't mean to yell. I just have a couple questions. My nephew, huge
Patriots fan. Right. Am I able to get him a Patriots hat at this hat store?
Yeah, there's two versions of it over there. So, I mean, if you don't like those two, that's I'm sorry, but we do have them. It's just, I don't know if it's what you want.
Well, you do have, yeah.
We have tons of cold stuff. We have tons of cold stuff.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm not asking for cold stuff. I'm sorry to be rude. It's just like, it's Christmas Eve. I really need to get.
Yeah, it is Christmas Eve. So you'd think you'd be a little bit.
What are your favorite teams? Nicer. Do you have any favorite teams? Are you a Colts fan? Are you a Patriots fan?
I'm not a big sports person, but I guess I like the Pacers. Yeah.
You like the Pacers? Okay. So that's basketball. And we're talking about football.
You asked what sports you teams? You didn't ask what football teams.
I guess it kind of like in this town, I meant football.
What do you mean in this? All right. What? What do you need? Just what do you want? Fucking Christ.
I'm sorry. It's been a crazy holiday season. And I feel like I haven't been able to connect to my nephew.
You think the hat's going to connect you? From your attitude, I don't mean to be rude back to you, but it feels like maybe it's because you're rude to your nephew. You have an abrasive tone. You didn't give me any room to redeem myself. You came in here being
okay. Well,
mad.
What do you think an 11-year-old little tyke would like in a lid?
I guess I could custom embroider something for him. I don't know how big of a sports fan he could be at this age.
That's
but
great.
We can make it say anything. Yeah, what do you want it to
anything?
Say?
Anything? You can say anything on there?
You can say anything, be whatever color you want, whatever font.
Oh my God. Okay, let's do that. Let's do the Patriots symbol on there.
Okay.
And then under that, can you write, "Hi Jake, it's me, Mark. I hope you have a Merry Christmas."
That's already
Would
too many characters.
Love to spend more quality time with you in the
it's
new year.
It's not a card. It's a hat. It's not a card. You should get a card to say all that, and the hat could just be the Patriots
hat.
The hat
could say anything.
It can say anything, but it's like 14 characters max because of the
space.
Okay, fine.
Let's do one hat. We're going to do "Hi Jake," and then we're going to buy a couple hats so you see where this is going. We're going to do "Hi Jake,
God. No,
this is Mark."
I mean, I wouldn't be happy to do that because I'd have to do it all right now, and then you'd have to be here for about an hour.
Have you ever received a really good gift? Have you ever received a really good gift that's like, oh, I'm going to remember this for the rest of my life?
Yeah, I guess, my wife has gotten me some things that have really meant a lot
to
me.
Yeah, and what were they?
Like, one of them was a picture book from our trip to Greece. It was our honeymoon, and little did I know that all the things that she was taking on her camera would be, like, printed out on film. Why am I telling you this? It was very touching, but it's nothing like that, 12 hats you're going to have to buy to say this message? He's not going to wear any of them. Because each one is going to be a fragment of a sentence, right? One of them is going to be like, "Have you?" And then another one's going to be like, "Looking forward to," like, it's going to be horrible. Just get the Patriots hat. And then we have cards. You can just write what you want to say to him in the card.
I really don't mean to be that guy.
You're already that guy.
Can I talk to your manager?
I am the manager.
Okay, manager. Imagine someone saying to you, "Hey, manager, one of your employees doesn't want to sell 14 hats." Hear that as manager. Let that sink in as a manager. I'm trying to give my nephew the Christmas of his life.
Fine. I'll start embroidering the hats. What do you want it to say again? Just let me write it down, and then you can go get a pretzel or something while I do it.
Hi. Hey, you. It's me, Mark. Hope you have a Merry Christmas, and I can't wait to spend more quality time with you in the new year. I know that your parents' divorce has been really hitting you hard.
Yeah, I'm writing this out so far, your parents' divorce is going to be on one of the hats. That's all that's going to be on it. But go on.
I know
on.
That your parents divorced. Yeah, can you let me know what's going to be on what hat, actually?
I'll just point out the horrible ones, yeah. Your parents' divorce is the worst.
Is hitting you hard. And I just want you to know that being a bachelor myself...
Being a bachelor myself is going to be its own hat. Go on.
And I understand the plight that your dad is going through.
That's another one. The plight that your dad is going through, just embroidered onto a hat in Patriots colors.
So if you ever need a member of the fam bam to talk to, know that Mark is only a 25-minute drive away with no traffic. 48
Somehow,
if we're in rush hour.
There's some kind of computer glitch, but all of the last things that you just said fit onto one. So it's, what did you say? It's going to be a long road trip. I don't even remember.
If you ever need a member of the fam bam to talk to, know that Uncle Mark is only 25-minute drive away.
Uncle Mark is
only
a 25-minute drive away with no traffic is one of the hats. I'm looking at it as we speak.
I think that's it. I think that's all I want.
Yeah, that's going to be $450.
I can make that happen. What's your name? I don't think I ever got your name.
My name is Travis.
Travis, thank you for being such a good sport. I'm really sorry. You know how it is with Christmas Eve and last minute present shopping, but you have no idea what this present will mean to Jake.
I don't know. I don't think so. But why don't you...
Cut to Christmas, Jake opening the present. All right, Jake. This one's from me.
Thanks, Uncle Mark. It says a bachelor to be.
Oh, shit. I should have had him. There's when you open the rest of them, it'll make sense.
These, oh, all 20 of these boxes are mine?
Yeah.
From you? All right.
Yeah.
Jeez, okay. And you didn't put them in order.
Oh, I think I think your mom must have.
Just remember, Uncle
around.
Mark is only a 25-minute away, a drive away without traffic.
I think your mom might have moved. I came in here, I put them in the order that that they were. Fuck.
My parents divorced. I don't wear hats.
Really?
Yeah. You don't know me at all. Also, you're not a 25-minute drive away. You're only a 25-minute drive away because you're staying at the Park Hyatt downtown while you're in town. You live states away. So this hat's inaccurate. It's verbose.
And Jake, Hey, Jake, it's Uncle Mark. I know that you're going through a lot with your
parents. I don't want to talk to you about it. I don't want to talk to you about it. Also, that's what the hats say, huh?
The hats say what I could never say. I'm really proud of you.
Why?
Because you're going through a lot. You're the son I never had.
And I don't want you to be a father figure to me. That's not how I view you or our relationship. You just got me 20 hats that say what a card should have said. Also,
you're verbose for an 11-year-old.
I've had to grow up fast. I mean, my parents are going through a divorce. I've had to be a father figure to my sister. Not that you are. I love the hat. Whatever. Whatever gets you out of the room. The hats are great. Thanks so much. Thanks so much.
Gets me, yeah, okay. Maybe I'll see you New Year's.
No.
I go back to the store.
I see you're carrying a lot of boxes. It's a no return policy on custom hats.
You're not going to take any of them back?
Absolutely not. Obviously not. So many of them are just conjunctions. One of them's just its.
And that's, you know what?
No, no.
You know, I go into Mr. Oakley's office.
Who are you?
I'm someone you're going to want to know.
End of the episode. That's the tag.
I forgot that this is the birth of your parents' divorce.
Yeah, on apparel of any kind. Also, this was the episode with the Mall Wars where Mr. Oakley was like sending his henchmen to go like attack other malls.
That's right. Oh my God. The separate hats of being a bachelor myself.
Oh my God.
Hey, you, it's Uncle Mark. Only one of them has the Patriots logo on it.
Yeah, the first one is the Patriots logo and says, "Hey, nephew, it's your Uncle Mark," and that's it, or something. And then it's like, Uncle Mark is only a 25-minute drive away without traffic. You're going to wear that out? Also, you pointed this out. They're all individually wrapped. Put them in one box, obviously, in order. Don't be shocked.
20 separate boxes.
Yeah, and they're wrapped.
All hats.
There's no way he could open them in real order.
I don't want you to be a father figure to me. Yeah. I don't feel that way about you.
The hats say what I never could. And you're like, you just said it.
You just said it. You just said I'm proud of you. You're going through a lot.
Your parents' divorce on a hat.
On a hat, your parents' divorce, and being a bachelor myself is fucking psychotic. Jeff, at one point, like when we were, as we were like pointing out all the different hats, Jeff just goes, "What the fuck is wrong with us?"
It sucks to have this come from me and to listen to it be. Like, this is what other people's impressions of us are.
Right, right.
This is our main export.
Our main export is nonsense.
This is our flagship product if we were a corporation. Like, this is what defines us. We're Shell and this is oil. It's all we do.
It's all we do.
At least during a pandemic.
Oh, my God.
Shout out, Fram.
Shout out, Fram.
God.
Wow. What a first four to kick us off.
Yeah. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. I mean, what else? Yeah. What are our closing thoughts here, Riley? This is our, the top, the bottom half of the top eight episodes. We've done...
the bottom of the top, huh?
They're the worst of the best.
The worst of the best.
I think we only had 50 episodes up for voting purposes, because mm-hmm. I think everything December on will be included on next year's. But yeah, I mean, these are the upper echelon in our listeners' eyes, the top eight of the 50 that we've done. This is, and I don't think they're wrong.
No, it's really fun to go back. It's it is strange to be sitting here listening to ourselves and then laughing, being like, God, that's so funny. But again, that's not what it's mostly just being like, wow, what the fuck did we come up with on the spot on the day based on a review that had nothing to do with it?
Like, it's interesting. I don't know. I mean, I did this a couple times because I was feeling nostalgic, for the old office, for old life, being with friends, you know, at HeadGum.
For Old Spice.
And I was sponsored by Old Spice to go and look back and watch the old HeadGum sketches. but some of them I'm like, I don't even remember the day we shot this. And like, oh, right. Oh, that's actually like, again, it's not a pat yourself on the back thing, but it is like, that's clever. And at the time, I had imposter syndrome. I was like, I thought it wasn't funny at all. And I was beating myself up as I was editing it, being like, oh, this is stupid. Like, nobody's going to like it. And it's just, you know, it's hard to like what you do. And it's also hard to like not like what you know what I mean?
No, totally. Because there are some episodes that like, even in these past couple that we listened to, and then in some of the ones that I think will be coming up on the 29th, that like my memory of it is like, oh my God, I was a shit show. Like, I wish, like, that, what a fucking, like, this is so dumb. But now looking back, it's just like, I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah. And that goes for like anything that you do is just like, maybe, you know, being self-critical is good because it's going to force you to be your best, but it's also like, maybe go a little easier on yourself.
Well, right. But I think you're right in that because it's improv and I don't really remember what I said, it's mostly then like that feeling of like, oh shit, was that nothing? Like, was that just like total off the rails chaos, unusable thing, like whatever.
But sometimes those end up being the funniest like sometimes,
right?
Sometimes we'll do an episode and I'm like, at least about my performance, I'm like, oh, I could have been better, like, you know, I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, like I fucked it up, I feel bad, and then I'll edit it and it's like some of people's favorites. And then other times I'm like, God, we were really on last night, like I'm so proud of that line. And then I listen back and like in context I'm like, it actually wasn't that good. Like, so you never know. And I guess the moral of the story
you
is
never
like,
know.
You're your own worst critic, I guess.
And what we're saying is that it's like, actually everything we do is really fucking brilliant and we've never
I'm so worried that's what this episode is gonna sound like.
There's no way for us to improve, I guess, is the last note I want to end this on.
We wrote a sketch about Marty pulling a tapeworm out of his throat. So I don't think anything we've ever done is that good.
It's bad.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this first episode of the Best of 2020 Top 8 episodes from the year. Another reason why we're doing this, guys, is just, you know, we have people reach out to us sometimes being like, I love this show, I want to get my friends into it. What episode should I send their way to get them into it? What are your favorites? What do you think is the best? Or asking other people on the Discord or the subreddit. So, you know, if you feel it in your heart or you have friends that you think might like the show, please send them this episode. Send them the next episode coming out on Tuesday. I feel like it could be a good intro, but maybe not. Mm-hmm. We'll see. You can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa and on Twitter at Riley Coyote.
You can follow Jeff on Instagram at Jeffrey James and on Twitter at Don't Play. No, wait. What's your new Twitter handle?
Jeff Boyardee.
God damn it. Okay. This is really going to mess up my rhythm. At Jeff Boyardee.
Shout out Billy Brick. He's the one who came up with Thick.
And you can find the show wherever you find the show.
Yeah, at Review Review on Instagram, at Review Review Show on Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. We'll see you guys on Tuesday. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody. We hope you're safe.
Happy holidays.
All right, arrivederci.
Cheese!
That was a HeadGum Original.